Hello, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. And today is Monday. And we have our seventh day of our walk with the way of a pilgrim, the Jesus prayer journey. And just recalling where we have recently left off, you remember the starts had come and realized that our pilgrim had reached such a state of spiritual depth that he says to him, I now give you leave to repeat the prayer as much as you desire and as frequently as possible. Strive to devote every waking moment to prayer. Do not count the number of repetitions anymore, but call on the name of Jesus Christ, submitting yourself humbly to the will of God and awaiting his help. You know, that's just a great line in itself. Isn't it just a line of faith right there? Okay. So, the pilgrim tells us that he spent the entire summer repeating the Jesus prayer continuously, not counting it, just living in the moment. And he closes yesterday's episode by saying, my solitary hut seemed like a splendid palace, and I didn't know how to thank God for sending such a sinner as myself to a starets and guide to salvation. Now we begin today. I was not able to enjoy for much longer the wise counsel of my kind, divinely inspired starets. For at the end of that summer, he died. As I tearfully parted with him, I thanked him for the fatherly counsel he had given me and begged him to give me for a blessing and keepsake the tchotchke he always used to pray with. And so I was left alone. The summer finally drew to an end. The kitchen garden was cleared, and I was left with nowhere to live. The peasant released me from my job, paying me 2 rubles for my work, and filled my knapsack with dried bread for the journey. Once again, I set off, wandering through different places, but now my travels were free of worry. Calling on the name of Jesus Christ now filled my days with joy. Each person I encountered seemed dearer to me, as if all were filled with love for me. At one point, I began to wonder what to do with the wages I had earned for guarding the kitchen garden. What did I need money for? Aha, I thought, I've got it. The starets is no longer around, and there is no one to teach me. So, I'll buy myself a copy of the Philokalia and continue learning about interior prayer. I made the sign of the cross and went on walking and praying. When I came to a provincial town, I searched through the shops for a copy of the Philokalia. I found one, but they were asking 3 rubles for it, and I had only 2. After bargaining a long time, the shopkeeper still refused to lower the price. Finally, he said, go to that church over there and ask the starosta. He has an old copy of this book. Maybe he'll sell it to you for 2 rubles. I went there and was actually able to buy the Philokalia for 2 rubles. It was an old and worn copy, but I was thrilled to have it. I managed to mend it somewhat using a piece of cloth, and I placed it in my knapsack together with my Bible. I set out again, continuously praying the Jesus prayer, which had become more precious and sweeter to me than anything else in the world. There were days when I covered 47 miles or more, and I didn't even feel the effort of walking. The prayer alone filled my consciousness. When it was bitterly cold, I would pray more fervently and Soon I would feel warm all over. If hunger threatened to overcome me, I would call upon the name of Jesus Christ with renewed vigor, and soon my hunger was forgotten. If I felt ill and pain racked my back and legs, I would give myself over to the prayer and would soon be immune to the pain. If someone offended me, I needed only to remember the sweetness of the Jesus prayer, and all hurt and anger vanished. All was forgotten. It was as if I'd become a half-wit, for I had no cares about anything. Nothing interested me. I cared nothing for the vain concerns of this world and longed only for solitude. I was now accustomed to desiring only one thing, to pray unceasingly, for that was what filled me with joy. God alone knows what was happening to me, but of course, all these were feelings, or as my late Starets would say, a natural habit. However, in my unworthiness and foolishness, I dared not venture yet to learn and aspire to the prayer of the inner heart. I awaited the fulfillment of God's will, setting my hopes on the prayers of my departed Starets. And so, though I had not yet achieved the unceasing, self-acting prayer of the heart, still, I thanked God. For now, I understood clearly the meaning of the apostles' words that I had heard. Pray without ceasing. This concludes today's episode, and we come to the end of the first narrative in the book, The Way of a Pilgrim. Tomorrow, we're back on the path again, and we'll begin the second narrative of The Way of a Pilgrim, the Jesus Prayer Journey. Amen.